The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 281, Airborne.
So Meredith managed to slip out of the woods unseen and find a ride to the airport and board a jet for who knows where.
Yeah, and that's where the cameras picked him up. He didn't go through any passenger screening, so there was no way to flag his ID. He hopped aboard a private jet.
Since the jet had to file the flight plan, do we have any information on the owner?
We checked the information and it appears to be bogus. We also checked the plane's tail number and it's unlisted.
A fake tail number and no transponder. That's grounds for getting shot down.
There's no way they could land at Reagan.
I'm not sure how they can fly and control their space without proper identification. We passed this info on to the FAA, so controllers will be on the lookout for any unidentified aircraft.
Now, if they were in a bush plane, I'd say they might be headed back to Canada or even Alaska. But they're in a private plane. What kind was it?
A Cessna Citation.
Most jets of that size have a range of just over 1,000 miles. So that would rule out Alaska. I think they're gonna have to take it to an airport that's private and either switch to ground transportation or another aircraft.
With the FAA alerted, surely they can be tracked.
As long as radar picks them up, but they can fly below it.
I suppose that the best place to do that would be across Canada. I'm sure there are some strips that could take a small jet.
Our best bet is to hope for something from the FAA. Thanks for the information. We're going to go through what we have and then make a decision on what to do next.
Okay, just let me know what you decide.
What do you think we should do?
I think we need to get Pierman working on this.
Pierman here.
Mr. Pierman, Thornton here. We may need your assistance.
Certainly. I take it you have reached an impasse in the Meredith investigation.
I suppose you could call it that. We've been tracking Meredith, and we located him in a family cabin near Canandaigua Lake. We followed his quad tracks, then lost him. State police spotted him at the airport, where he boarded a small jet.
Let me guess. The plane disappeared.
Something like that. The flight plan was the Reagan National, but it turned out to be false, just like the pilot's name and the aircraft's tail number.
I see. So it could be anywhere. I will contact our people at the FAA and put them on alert.
Detective Samuels has done that with the FAA.
Yes, but our people can use assets not available to them. We'll find it, and when we do, I'll notify you.
What you want us to do in the meantime?
Continue your investigation there for the time being. When we locate the jet, I'll arrange to have you taken to wherever it lands.
All right, then. I'll await your instructions.
Very well.
So, I take it he wants us to stay here.
Yeah, but it sounds like it won't be for long. Soon as the jet's located, Pierman will get us there. So we may be traveling by step again soon.
I can start putting our files back in order and getting things ready for our move. What do we tell Samuels?
We'll tell him the Department of the Army can certainly find a private jet in our airspace, and that we're awaiting orders from him. For now, gather the files like you said, and look busy. There's really nothing else we can do but wait.
All systems are go for launch. What is your status?
We are ready for transport.
Stand by for the controller.
We are standing by.
Is it common to be called from one job to work on another, especially when you're so far away?
It's unusual, but not unheard of. It's possible that word got back to the director that our mission was complete and we're on our way back to Boulder Bar.
Sometimes you can't help but feel like a chess piece.
Yes. The board game Captain Nate taught me. Does that mean some of you get sacrificed?
No, it's just an expression meaning careful planning or working out a strategy.
Greetings, Agent Simon, Agents Slane and Lenora.
Greetings, Controller.
First of all, I wanted to congratulate you on your mission and the successful recapture of Lister and Ursula.
Thank you, sir. We regret, however, not capturing General Hanneke and his guard.
Lister was our main concern. I am keeping Joffre's team together. They will be tasked with completing that mission. Agent Slane, I want to thank you also for a job well done.
Thank you, sir. Been a pleasure working with everyone, and I'm looking forward to working with them again.
Lenora, how are you adjusting to your well, shall we say, new identity.
I take it you're aware of my relationship to Agent Simon.
Yes, I knew before you knew. Robo-4 is programmed to relay all sensitive information to me. I'm quite delighted that you are able to join your father in returning to Planet 310. I have informed my brother, and he has relayed the information to Director Cage, so there won't be any surprises when you arrive.
I'm relieved to hear that. That will make this transition much easier.
Do you know if arrangements have been made regarding my citizenship?
Yes. The IDF has prepared a packet for you that you will be required to learn. It contains your birth information, schools, etc.
I'm sure people are going to want to know where Lenora has been all this time.
Your London office is working on that. Director Cage will fill you in on all the details along with a study packet.
So no one knows why we're being summoned back, other than our mission here is complete.
That is all I know. You'll initially report to my brother at St. Martin, then skip to London.
Thank you for all your help. We'd better move on. It's a long trip back to St. Martin.
You'll be happy to know that a new portal has opened and that the trip will be a sleep cycle shorter now.
Excellent. Thanks for everything.
As a final note, your bounty pay will be waiting for you in London. Robo 4, commence launch.
Launch in 3, 2, 1. Stip is clear of the BSS. You are go for throttle up.
Thank you, George, and we're off.
This certainly looks bigger on the inside.
Actually, it looks smaller on the outside.
Whatever the case may be, it looks comfortable. I was glad to hear that a new portal was opened. This trip up here has been brutal.
Yes, it can get quite boring. The only disadvantage is that we are weightless for the duration of the trip.
I can honestly say that I don't mind weighing zero.
Same here, except it doesn't make my trousers fit any better.
I don't think that's how physics works, Agent Slane.
I guess living in zero G could be dangerous. No matter what you ate, you never gained any weight.
Yeah, until you get back on Earth.
We'll be in a sleep cycle. So I suggest you strap into your sleeping bags and get some rest. There's no telling what Cage has waiting for us.
Do you have anything more on the drug cartel that was linked to the cocaine we found?
Nothing yet, except that the same chemical signature was found in Florida.
That's not unusual. It would be either Florida or Texas. We already knew it was Florida, since the Lees were going there frequently.
As far as the SIS of the Baltimore PD is concerned, this was arson to cover up a drug trade. As for the secondary explosion, they can tack on attempted murder.
The trigger device you found will pretty much seal that. It's Holiday.
This should be good.
Kate Hawk.
I have not been able to find anything on any weapons bust in Chicago.
What about the guy Pierman identified as one of ours?
He's part of the Chicago office, but they claimed he was on an undercover assignment at the time in Bloomington.
That sounds kind of weak. Okay, here's the big question. Is he in the IDF fold?
As far as I know, he is not.
So that would suggest this bust that Barnes witnessed was an undercover agent on a mission that was top secret.
That's about the only logical reason I can come up with.
How about this for a conspiracy theory? They were Rage members embedded in Homeland.
Okay, Kay, that's really out there.
Given their ability to infiltrate, I wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibility.
But why would Rage have anything to do with a Russian gunrunner or a contract specialist?
That's true. But I did say it was a conspiracy theory. So who claimed he was in Bloomington? I'd suspect whoever that was.
You'd be surprised how big some egos are here.
I can imagine. I ran into the same thing when I was with the department. So what's our course of action?
Normally, I'd leave this up to Pearman and his people. However, since our agency is involved, I'll have this man's supervisor checked out. It's extremely rare that a director is left out of the loop on any operation. I'll contact you if I find out anything.
Thank you, Director.
So what did he think of the Rage theory?
Not much, but to tell you the truth, neither do I. I just can't figure out why an interagency op would be so secret, especially when it was a simple weapons bust.
It makes sense that Homeland would get involved in a weapons deal, but not at the top secret level. I wish Barnes the best of luck with his case, but we have one of our own to deal with.
How's it going?
We're getting a little bogged down, but we're progressing.
Kate, We appreciate your help on this case, but it seems like our end of it is wrapped up. I think the DEA is taking lead on this.
Sounds like you're telling me to go home, Detective.
No, I'm just saying I don't know what else we can do on our end.
This is personal, Detective Fernandez. Whoever planted that bomb meant to kill me and Agent Hawk. The first blast was to get our attention, but the second one was meant to take us out.
And I take exception to that. An investigation of this type is out of my job description at Homeland. If you think I'm taking up valuable resources or Officer Nelson's time, I'll leave.
No, I don't want you to think that. I'm just concerned that you're wasting your time here. How long will your people allow you to devote so much time to a case out of your jurisdiction?
That won't be a problem. The Lees are from Taiwan, which is in my wheelhouse as the Chinese liaison for the department.
All right. As long as they're not screaming to get you back.
I'll be sure to let you know if they say anything. In the meantime, I appreciate being able to use the lab here and Nelson's expertise in explosives.
That's not a problem, unless something comes up and I need him.
Absolutely. That won't be a problem.
All right. I'll let you two get back to it. I'll let you know if I hear anything from Florida.
Sounds good.
Great, thanks.
Maybe he's right. Maybe we've done all we can here.
I wouldn't throw the towel in just yet. We still need to hear from Florida. The Lees are the key to this whole thing. As far as the bombing goes, that was a very sophisticated setup. I don't know if the Lees have technical expertise to pull something like that off.
You think they needed help setting that up?
I'm convinced they did. I believe they were long gone when the first explosion went off, and since the second one was remotely detonated, I can guarantee you they were halfway to Florida when that one went off.
I agree. That raises another problem for us.
We're looking for another suspect.
Exactly. Someone else had to trigger that second blast. We need to go back through all the surveillance tapes we have and see who was in the area around that time.
They had to be close by in order to set off the second bomb.
I think I know what we'll be doing for the rest of the day.
I'll set up the monitor.
They're well on their way back to their home planet.
That was something, wasn't it?
You mean about Agent Simon and Lenora. George, I'm surprised you kept that from us.
You should not be surprised, Commander. This was the correct protocol.
I'm just saying, it would have been nice to know.
It did not conflict with our day-to-day operations. There was no need for you to know.
I wouldn't bother, Commander. You can't reason with a robot, especially a model Robo-4.
That is not an accurate statement. I am pure reason, therefore reasoning with me should be quite easy.
Do you see what I mean?
I don't have that problem with Georgia. She seems to have adapted to her ways quite well.
It's odd how we apply human traits to these Robo-series computers. I mean, they were made to look like us, at least from the waist up.
Well, that was the intent when they were first designed. It was felt that astronauts would identify better with an AI machine.
Astronaut? Well, it's been a while since I heard that term. Say, what do you think about Simon and Lenora?
I think it's great. It shows what environmental influences can do to shape a person. She was raised by Rage, and then became one of them.
But on the other hand, there was an inherent goodness about her.
I guess so. Score one for genetics.
Well, I had a feeling all along about those two.
Really?
Yeah, really. She seemed to look up to him a lot, even when she was with Lister.
I noticed that when she and Lister were prisoners on the Mercury, and Simon was in charge of transporting them. They bickered a lot, but it was never really mean bickering.
They kind of remind me of my sister and dad. They were snipping at each other all the time.
And how are they now?
The last time I saw them, you'd think they'd never had a crossword with each other.
Oh, it'll be interesting to see how well they work together.
Lieutenant, how is the decon going for the two vehicles?
Just about done. Do you know if both vessels are going to the surface?
BSS for Mercury.
This is the Mercury. Go ahead.
Do you plan on taking both vessels to the surface?
We're going to keep the Prometheus up here. Once that inspection is done, Liam will transfer to the Mercury.
We copy.
Commander, the Prometheus is done.
Thank you, George. Prometheus, this is the BSS.
All right, copy you.
You are cleared to enter the BSS. Your decontamination is complete.
Roger that. On my way.
Has there been any talk about the fate of the Prometheus?
I haven't heard anything definite. There is a rumor that it would be put back into service, but I don't know who will captain it.
Knowing the IDF and how the wheels of progress turn, you might as well mothball it.
I hope they don't drag their feet on this. We've got a crew right here that could take it.
What crew is that?
Our bounty hunting crew. Jaffra, Marco, Gabby, and myself.
Now, how is that going to work? What about me skipper?
Joe Mac and Liam can stay on with Captain Nate until his ship is ready.
Wait, are you just going to arbitrarily assign people to my ship?
I'm just thinking out loud here. We're going to have to eventually split up.
Well, let's first find out what the IDF wants to do with the Prometheus before assigning people to ships.
Once Jomak's ship is ready, Marco and Liam will join their skipper. When Captain Tam's ship is ready, I'll be joining her.
Who knows what will happen? You'll just have to wait and see.
Wait and see? What did I miss?
Well, not a whole lot. We were just wondering what'll become of the Prometheus.
I hope we can keep her. I'm getting used to that ship.
Commander, the decontamination inspection of the Mercury is now complete.
Thank you, George. All right. All ashore that's going ashore.
Looks like that'll be all of us.
Right this way, then. Mind your heads.
I can't believe a private jet can fly anywhere in this day and age without being detected.
You would think they could be picked up on radar.
I don't know. Rage could have technology we're not aware of. Maybe they can electronically cloak themselves.
Or they're literally flying under the radar. Now, they filed for DC. Do you think there's a chance that's where they're headed?
I don't think so. Meredith left out of there in a hurry. The only links we have with him are Houston and San Antonio.
True, but he never went there. He just sent Bishop and Korski to Texas. I doubt that's where he's headed. The only ongoing threat from Rage that I'm aware of is the case Agent Hawk is working on.
I suppose it's possible they consolidate their assets on one mission. But again, that mission's in D.C. It's Pierman. Thornton.
Just calling to give you an update on the private jet.
Excellent.
The Coast Guard received a message from a commercial fisherman that a small private jet was flying just above the water.
Coast Guard, huh?
Precisely. They said that the jet was flying low at a high rate of speed.
So I take it that means the Atlantic.
They thought it might have been a drug runner, but they were confused because the plane was flying south.
Well, that rules out Canada or a northern passage to Europe. So they headed south.
Yes, but just how far south, we don't know.
You know if the military is going to scramble in the interceptors?
Not at the moment. It appears they are operating outside our territorial borders.
All right, then. What's our next move?
Kate is working a case that has ties to Florida and the Pentagon. They found a map that could possibly be in operation to destroy the two internet hubs in D.C. They also found an IP address that belongs to an office in the Pentagon.
I see. Perhaps the same office Meredith worked out of.
In addition, the owners of the dry cleaners where the map was found after an explosion have fled to Florida.
You think that's where the plane's headed?
Quite honestly, I have no idea. But it's a place where we can start. Get your things together and take the rental car to the Enterprise rental at the Rochester Airport. Someone will pick you up and take you to the Rochester Strip for a trip to Miami. The airport is about 33 miles from where you are now.
All right. What about clothing? Miami's weather is a bit different from Canada's.
I will have a contact there waiting for you. You'll get a new wardrobe. I don't know how long you'll be there. Meredith could be on his way to Cuba for all we know.
All right, Mr. Pierman. We should make it to the airport in about an hour and a half.
Sounds good. Our people will be waiting.
So we're going to Florida. This is going to be interesting.
Yes, it should be. I've only been to Panama City out in the panhandle. Never been to Miami.
Did I hear right? They're going to furnish us with clothes?
That's what he said. Someone will meet us and fix us up.
I'm going to laugh if you come out looking like Sonny Crockett.
How's that?
You know, loafers without socks, white suit with a pink collarless casual shirt, or maybe aquamarine t-shirt with the suit. And don't forget the cool shades.
Oh, that's Sonny Crockett. Don't worry. That style was back in the 80s.
Yes, the 80s. Right in your wheelhouse.
Actually, my wheelhouse was the 70s. And no, I'm not doing Saturday Night Fever. Now let's go get ready.
Shuttle 1 to Mercury. We are in place and ready for transport.
Shuttle 1, we copy. We're clear of the BSS and ready for bay launch.
Shuttle bay doors opening.
We copy. Turning comms over to our pilot, Jomak.
All systems ready for launch. We're standing by.
Bay doors are open. You are cleared to launch.
Roger. Clear to launch.
Shuttle 2, are you ready for launch?
2 is ready.
Launch.
2, launching.
You are clear of the spacecraft.
Shuttle 1, I have you in sight. I'll be hanging back to cover your 6.
Copy that. Setting course for deorbital burn.
So, are you two getting excited yet to see your new home?
Your lack of humor is painfully obvious, Bounty Hunter.
It's a long way to Baldabar Prison. Anything could happen between here and there.
If you're talking about a rescue attempt, I'm not too worried. We have a former ace fighter pilot guarding our 6.
Like I said, anything could happen.
Shuttle 1, once you land at Baldabar Prison, I will head for the spaceport.
We'll be there as soon as we turn over our prisoners. We'll rally at the Mercury and then meet with the controller.
And then Scully's.
Sounds like a plan.
A plan destined to fail.
Master is correct. Your plan has too many holes in it. They will be easy to exploit.
Enjoy this while you can, Ursula. Soon you'll be sleeping on a cart eating 3 squares a day with 1 hour of outdoor exercise each day.
If it were up to me, I'd set you adrift like you did me. I think that punishment would fit the crime.
No matter what treaty was signed, we are still at war, and what we did was merciful. At least we didn't kill you on the spot.
Something I still regret.
1 minute till orbital burn.
Copy. 1 minute to burn.
Take a good look around, you two. This will probably be the last time you see freedom and the open spaces.
That's for sure. We've been hit. Mayday, mayday, mayday.
Is this the rescue attempt that Lister has been promising? Is the private jet heading to Florida? And will Thornton and Kate's cases collide? Who is the Homeland agent identified in that raid? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, A New Phase.